Sports.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. Final segment of American Journal. Longer commercial-free segments. Remember to support us at InfoWarsStore.com and TheAlexJonesStore.com. Sign up right now to be an Alex Jones VIP member. You actually get more in store credit than the fee for being a VIP costs you. So you're actually making money if you spend money at the Alex Jones store, especially regularly with some of the incredible products like Optimal Human or the CMOS capsules or the gummies, which are delicious, by the way. You're actually making money by being a VIP member, potentially. But either way, it's well worth it with the great benefits that you get, as well as early access to certain products and announcements. So make sure to go today to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP and sign up and be a contributing member in a necessary part of this, of the rebirth of whatever comes next, because you know we're not just gonna close up shop. I mean, they might forcibly close us, but we will rebuild. We will rebuild. We will be bigger and stronger than ever. And we thank you so much for your support in this critical time. We'll go to a few people have hung on the phone line, so we'll go to them quickly, and then I got a few more stories to show you. Let's go to Miss Lou in Florida. Thanks so much for holding, Miss Lou. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Great job this morning connecting all the dots. Seriously.
Thank you.
The whole subversion thing is just unbelievable, happening for decades, and you've had a bunch of callers cover it. So what I want to say is people don't understand really what's going on. They're waking up, but they don't understand the immediate danger, which is what your whole team keeps, you know, focusing on.
Mm-hmm.
And the only people in this country who really understand what's going on are people who've left dictatorships, communist countries,
right,
fascist countries. These people understand, and they are the most worried because they know there's nowhere else to go.
Yep.
Now, I have something to say about your guest that was just on with human trafficking. A couple of facts. The U.S. is the number one market, specifically in child traffic, but in human trafficking in general. Number one for decades. And the reason this is it's been fomented by the left. Hollywood, you know, D.C., they're all in on it. Because it is all a part of destroying the family.
Right.
Okay? This is the goal, destroying the family. Ask Mao, ask Stalin, ask all of them.
Right.
You know, Putin, not so much. He's become more of a nationalist communist.
Right.
He's still a thug. But he's not trying to destroy the family. Here's the thing. If we don't get on top of this with this election, and I'm going to state again what Marjorie Taylor Greene revealed last week. This is really important. If you have voting machines at your polls, and I'm not going to mention the brand right now, though I do it all over Twitter. Who gives a damn? It's the truth. If you are at the voting machine and you put your vote through, ask to see a printout of your ballot before it gets tabulated. Because you can see the switching. And then they have to put it through again till it gets right to who you want to vote for. Oh, and by the way, the switching is not happening over to Trump, just so you know.
Right. Right. You would expect.
There's no switching happening to Trump.
I remember.
That would be different if you had, you know, then it would just be machine whacka whacka. This is all intentional, designed.
Yeah.
These machines are designed and created by the CCP. No, they don't own Smartmatic, but Smartmatic is still a huge part of the problem.
What's
because
your
it's designed to do what it's doing. And a bunch of people came on a couple years ago, not just Mike Lindell, but there was a judge in Minnesota, really good guy. He came down to Georgia and showed a whole thing with the court down there.
Yep.
And how it was open encryption keys. He took a simple ink pen and flipped the machine.
Yep. No, it is legitimately insane how insecure our election system is, and you're exactly right. And so that's something that everybody can do. Go vote on the day and ask for a receipt and just double check and make sure at least at that moment that your vote is being counted correctly. You said you're on Twitter.
Exactly. At least you're seeing that who you voted for is what is on that finished ballot. That's
right.
That's the key.
And I remember having this conversation in 2016 because same type of thing. There were videos where you could see the person clicking clicking Trump on the screen and hit the Hillary Clinton button would light up, and it was like, what the hell? And I remember getting in arguments. This was before I worked at InfoWars, so I was sure I'm commenting on Reddit or something. There's people going, well, it's just it's an accident. Stop ascribing conspiracy. It's clearly just a technical glitch. And it's like, isn't it interesting that they always go in the same direction? I mean, if this was just a glitch, if this was random, you'd expect 50% of the time the vote gets switched to Trump, 50%
right.
of the time. But it always goes in the same direction. Every single bizarre, accident happens to, contribute to the Democrat vote count. And it's not an accident. It's on purpose. It's by design, clearly.
Yeah, exactly. To wrap up, because I know you're going, Maduro and Lula, Venezuela and Brazil were all inserted in place by machines.
Yep.
Both of them.
With exactly the same playbook that they used in 2020, verbatim.
And the U.S. as well, but ours was like a night of a thousand cuts.
Yeah.
Ours was Zuckerberg, Dropboxes, machines, all of it. They threw the book out of it. And by the way, the 2020 playbook, thank Mark Elias and his team, it's still in play. Same game. Same gig.
Very much so. You said you're on X. Do you want to give out your X account?
Sure. I'm Miss Lou on X. At Miss Loser.
At Miss Loser?
MISSLEWZER. It's a pun.
E-R. Awesome. Yeah, I'd like to follow you because you have a lot of good information. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you for holding as well, Miss Lou. I really appreciate it. And I'd like to hear from you again. Please call in again. I won't make you hold that much longer this time. Jefferson in Virginia has called in. I think I know where you're going to go with this call, but let me hear it. Jefferson, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
I have a theoretical question for you. Congratulations on your newborn. Had that child been born in Mexico, would he be a natural-born citizen or she?
I know the answer. I know the answer before you say it, because I've heard it from you before. But no, there would not be a natural-born citizen of Mexico because I am American, not Mexican. And you have to be a citizen of the country for the kid to be a natural-born. Is that right?
Wow, your answer even confuses me. If your child is born in Mexico and both parents are USA citizens, the child is still a natural-born citizen of the United States is what I'm trying to make clear.
Oh, the United States. Okay, I was saying he was not a natural-born citizen of Mexico.
Right. Naturality has nothing to do with birthplace.
Right.
Naturality is the blood of a parent. Okay. Anyway, I had an interaction with Ken Paxton this morning on his Twitter account where he actually liked my suggestion that he go to the Supreme Court with a writ of quo warranto against Kamala Harris. So he's down with the idea, at least on Twitter, of liking my tweet at natural born citizen. I actually had an interaction with Rob Dew as well about Barack Obama's father actually being Frank Marshall Davis. So his whole birthplace issue is a psyop to make people think the wrong thing about what makes someone eligible to be president. So we're making a little bit of progress, maybe in-house with Rob Dew agreeing with me on Obama's psyop. And that's really all I wanted to say. I would like us to follow through with the Ken Paxton thing. Do I have to come to Austin and drag you guys down there to Ken Paxton's office? Do I have to do that myself?
maybe we'll start with a phone call. I think that's a great idea. Ken Paxton, just in particular, because you think he's somebody that would do it and would have the standing to do it. Why Ken Paxton out of all of the AGs?
Well, because he's most likely to be the one to do it. I can't get my own AG here in Virginia to do it because he's a 14th Amendment citizen, so he wouldn't be down with the idea of disqualifying himself for eventual high office.
Right.
So, Ken's the best one to go to, and there is no real argument. It's just filing paperwork. You don't have to go make an argument at the Supreme Court and make a big deal out of it. You just have to file the writ and have standing. Ken Paxton would have standing because that's what they established, that somebody has to be a state AG in a public interest case to file this writ of quo warranto. So all he has to do is just send a letter to SCOTUS and let them act on it if they want to. They're looking for an excuse to do this, and we're all sort of hoodwinked into thinking that this will never get anywhere. But a conference only requires a minimum of four of them to vote for it to get a hearing, and then they can all decide whether 5-4 or 6-3 to vote that Kamala is, even if she wins the stolen election, she would still be ineligible to take office.
Right.
So that's what we're looking for. So anyway, I said my piece. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Jefferson. Thank you for staying on top of this. And I'll just say, if our audience wants some homework, you know, over the afternoon, give Ken Paston a call and tell him Jefferson, Virginia knows what's up. I mean, the fact that he liked your tweet is that's kind of a big deal, especially since you might be blowing up his spot here, because ever since they made likes private, you know, you can't go and see who liked a tweet unless you're the one who wrote the tweet. So because Jefferson responded to Ken Paxton, he can see it was Ken Paxton that liked his tweet. Not anybody else could see that. So maybe that's something that Ken Paxton, you know, is quietly thinking about, but only liked it rather than retweeted or something because he didn't want it to be publicly known that he was into that. But that's like that's an opening, I think, that we should push him towards. And I would encourage people to call Ken Paxton's public number and just leave a message saying, hey, you know, this Jefferson guy's got some good ideas. Maybe you should be filing that writ with the Supreme Court. And again, why not? You know, Jefferson makes the case. Why not? It's like you have to commit a bunch of, just file the paperwork. Just do it, and then the ball's in their court. And if it doesn't go anywhere, fine. And, you know, you have no skin off your back. You know, you didn't lose anything from filing this. So really, it's a win-win situation that is about whether or not, you know, our Constitution even means anything or whether it can be reinterpreted out of existence, which is what they're trying to do. Very good call, as always. Now, there are